very first series under the segment of A Myth or a Fact. My name is Queen Rafi and this is my podcast, Queen Rafi Space. And for this episode of A Myth or a Fact, I'm going to be speaking with Miss Domi P, but it is a four-part series in which I spoke with three amazing women. And the very last part is going to be me taking all of your contributions gotten via social media as well as during the time of the series. The series are going to come back to back. Part one is going to play right after this, and part two is going to play tomorrow. Part three is also going to play, and part four will be all about your feedback. So if you have any feedback for me, make sure you send it in. For this particular series, we looked at the statement, women don't support each other. Is it a myth or a fact? Do listen in. Welcome to a brand new series that's going to be starting up on Queen Rafi Space, known as Myth or Fact. And I have my sister, fellow podcaster, friend, supporter, everything all in one, as the very first guest, Tomi P. of Miss P Speaks Podcast. And on this particular episode, we're going to be looking at the statement, women do not support each other. Is it a fact or a myth? So Tomi, before we even get into this thing, I want to ask you, was there ever a time where you subscribe to the rhetoric of women do not support women?
Well, personally, first of all, I want to say you just called me your supporter. So I'm a woman, you're a woman, so it's cancelled. So that one is not there. But personally, I feel like it's a human thing. It's not a man or a woman thing. I feel like we as humans, well, not everybody, but a lot of human beings, they want to be the best. So they generally don't want the next person to be better than them. So they feel like if they support you, you might do better or surpass them. So it's not really a woman thing. It's a human thing. People generally don't support each other, but it doesn't apply to everybody. So you can apply it to women, sometimes they don't, but it doesn't apply to me personally, because I'm a believer that if everyone around me is winning, we are all winning. Because if you're not winning and I don't support you, that means you're dead weight, so you're dragging me down. But if we're all like supporting each other and we're on the same level, it makes more sense that way. I don't have to be looking back to say, are you catching up? So I don't believe that people don't support each other. I just feel it's just the human selfish nature that makes people say that.
Okay, so you said that you don't believe that because almost everybody in your life supports you. But if you're going to put it on a percentage, how many of the women in your life support you? What's the percentage?
You see that support thing? Support is relative. And I think that's another thing that has that whole you don't support me thing come into play, because support is super relative. Me giving you money might be me supporting you. Me praying for you in the corner might be me supporting you. Me telling you, hey, you're doing a good job, yay, is supporting you. But one needs to understand what level of support each person needs. So I have people that support me on different level. I have people that tell me, what is this that you're doing is rubbish. And I feel like that's some sort of support, because you're pushing me to do better. I see some people that will tell me, if I cough on the microphone, they'll be like, wow, oh my God, that's awesome coughing, you know? So I have people that support me on different level. I have people that say, oh, here, Tomi, here, take this money. You did good this month. You know, here, buy yourself something nice. So support is on different levels. So I think when we understand the level at which different people support us, then we will know whether we are being supported or not. I think it's if you get people that are just general bad belly, that's when you know that you don't get support. So I would say that everybody in my life supports me on different level. So I would say I'm fortunate and lucky enough to have that. So it's on different levels that I get my support. So I would say 100%.
I like that. I like the fact that you've sort of understood that people would support you in different ways. And I think for some people, when they say, oh, women don't support each other, it's because they're looking for a particular kind of support. And when that particular kind of support does not come, they feel like, nobody's supporting me. But you're not looking at the other kinds of support that they're giving to you. And I think that actually makes a lot of sense to me, you know. And honestly, for me also, I'm not going to lie, there was a time where I used to be like, I'm not gonna have women friends or girlfriends because they are just, you know, going to gossip, they don't really support you and all of that. But getting mm-hmm. into university, I realized that most of the people that were around me and giving me support on their own different level were all women. And I was like, why are you subscribing to this thing? And I think it's because I grew up hearing my mom, my sisters, you know, continue to say that, oh, nobody supports me, oh, women are kinika, and all of that. And I kind of internalized it without knowing.
Yeah.
And I think some people also have that. So yeah, I like the fact that you've understood that. And it's actually important to understand what kind of support do I need. And if I'm getting this mm-hmm. amount of support, is that enough support for me? And are they supporting me in other ways that I'm not opening my eyes to?
Yeah. And I think also, like, when you ask someone, oh, do you feel like women don't support women? Ask them to tell you a story of how a woman did not support them. And they don't have one. They actually do not have a story. It's based off of stuff that they've heard from other people and all of that. It's never like, oh, okay, well, this person did this, this person did that, or anything. It's just, you know, I just know that women don't support it. I think it's just a societal constraint to limit women, because they know that women, because think about it, when women come together and we do stuff together, look at how big it gets. When women support women, when women come together, it's always huge. So I just feel like it's society's way of limiting women. So they poison the minds of women around with that thing to say, she doesn't support you. And I love that.
I love the fact that you raised that up, because one thing I've always argued that is the cause of this whole women don't support women conversation is that somehow the society kind of makes you feel like you need to be number one as a woman to matter. Yep. So you have people who join, for example, record labels. You don't see the fact that it's one man there. They don't say, oh, first man of Kinikon record label. But if there is just one woman, or maybe she's the first person to join a record label, you hear, oh, first lady of XYZ record label. Why do you have to give her first lady of XYZ record label? You know, when you can just make it, she's just part of the team like every other person.
Yes, definitely. And I just feel like it's just the society trying to limit us as women, because they understand the power of womanhood. Like women, I think we women, we don't even understand the power that we have. And this is just another way that they limit us.
So, but Tommy, do you feel like apart from society, there are like other things that fuel this whole statement about women do not support women, despite the fact that we have a lot of girl groups, women convention, women getting together, things like that?
You know, women are very expressive, so like I said, it's a human thing. But I will not go to another man and be like, look at this one, safe, what is he feeling like? But women are more expressive, so a woman will say something about something that she feels more than a man would say. That's why it seems like women are always the ones saying stuff behind each other, and they're always, you know, backbiting and saying all these things, and then it comes back out. And think about it, nothing brings people closer than the hate of another person. So say you as a podcaster, you're doing good, and then me, I find another female podcaster. Now, I can't go to another guy and be like, hey, look at this one, what's she feeling like? But I'll go to another girl and then say, what's she feeling like? Now, me and that person, we're going to bond on us not liking that you're doing good. And then we bring another person into the group, and then it becomes a group of people that are, I won't say hating, but are not happy that you're succeeding. So I think it comes from a place of women being more expressive and able to say what it is that they are feeling. Then there's also women being very competitive, because, you know, we are trying to, like you said earlier, be that first lady, be the pioneer of this, because, you know, we've always had to fight for our rights. So the fact that, okay, now I'm the one that is almost at the top, let me be the one to shine first before another person can come. And being that we are natural go-getters, we want another person to come and take our shine. It's always us first. So that's another thing that I think makes all of this, that fuels it more.
I get that. I mean, men really would not want to talk about their, you know, their own struggles, because people don't feel like men should talk about it. but women will talk about it, and because we talk about it, it becomes gist, and then everybody feels like, oh, that's how it is, because, you know, one or two people are talking about it. I agree with that. I think that's one of the reasons, you know, and it just still goes down to how society has kind of structured us, and it's time for you to emancipate yourself. But what would be like your advice to a woman who immediately the next lady comes into a room, she just feels threatened, she just feels like, yes, my competition is here, I have to overpower this person, instead of feeling the need to say, oh, I'm now with this person, I want to, you know, be in a community and help, and let's just grow together and stuff.
So the first thing is, people do not speak on their struggles. You don't know what a person did to get where they are. So you don't know the struggles that person faced. So don't be out there. So you don't know if it's all rosy. So you might be hitting on someone because they look good on the outside, but on the inside, it's really nothing. Also, everybody has their own lane. It might take 5 years for somebody, it might take 2 days for somebody, but at the end of the day, it's your own journey. Everybody's journey is different. And it is how you go through the journey that makes it beautiful. That is what makes the success story sweeter. Everything that you go through. And the last thing I will say is what I've been saying all day. We're better together. Women are, we are just, we're a force.
I think that was exactly the word that was coming, like, we are a force.
Yes, women, we are a force. So imagine us coming together as one. Just think about it. Look at let's just think about COVID. The countries that have managed COVID and done everything great, led by women. So if we all strive to put a woman at the top, strive to just get to the top together, like, there's no limit.
We're unstoppable.
Yes. So let's just go and girl power. Let's do it together.
Okay.
It's not about
honestly, it's not. And I think that, you know, when you have more women, you have more oriented, what's the word right now? You have more policies that are tailored to us. We have a better life. The more women we have, the more we can come together, the more we can make life much more easier for ourselves.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Tomi. This was very, very interesting.
I am so glad you asked me to come on. I feel very special being here that you decided to do this with me. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you so much, Tomi. You guys should check out Tomi's podcast. It's amazing. It's called Miss P Speaks Podcast. A new season is coming out, but you can still binge on the old seasons. I'm going to put the link in the show notes so that you can go and enjoy yourself and thank me later. Thank you so much, Tomi. Thank you so much for listening to that conversation I had with Miss Tomi P. And you can see that from that conversation, she definitely thinks that this is a myth. Do I agree? Do I not? Oh well, I'll let you know. But the series continues tomorrow. I'm going to have Olalunkpe here tomorrow for her own part of the conversation. And trust me, she went 360 from what we had today on the episode. So do not stray at all. It promises to be really interesting. And if you have any feedback, any contribution, any suggestions, or you just want to express how you feel about this particular topic we're having right now on a Myth or a Fact series, do so. Send me a voice note via Anchor, or you just hit me up on my Twitter at @queen_Rafi. Or if you want to send me that amazing long email, I love it as well, do that on queenrafispacepodcast@gmail.com. This is all about you, and I want us to have this conversation together. Thanks for listening, and I hope that we make this series as amazing as every other segment on the podcast. Share with your family and friends, leave a review on Apple Podcasts, and I love you for every single time you click on play. Thank you.